This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. We'll finish Chaf Chesem and Aleph 28a, the third section, the blue text. We were discussing sharpening and cleaning knives on Yontif. So Yehuda Amar Shmuel made a distinction between sharpening and, you know, getting the fat and cleaning, removing the fat. And he thought that distinction applied to the stone, right? To the sharpening stone, that you could not sharpen it, but you could remove the fat. So now we have Igad Masdi La Asefa, right? Some think that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's distinction was not applied to the beginning, the sharpening stone, rather to the wood sharpening block. Right, where there it says, Bishel Eitz Mutar. Right, that you're allowed to use the wood sharpening block. And then Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hade Amar to Bishel Eitz Mutar, that which you said in the Mishnah. Right, you're allowed to use the wood sharpening block. Lo Amran El Alaha Avir Shamnunis. They didn't actually think you could sharpen a knife with it. They thought you could use that lower form to clean it, to remove the fat. But to sharpen it, you may not use the wood block. Right? Aser, michlal, infer from there, to bishel evan, that when we're talking about the sharpening stone, afilu lahavir shamnunisa aser, it's forbidden even to use the stone in order to remove the fat, right? That is much more machmir than the position we saw yesterday, much more strict. And igad amasti la masnisin, right? Some people throw it back to the Mishnah, mashchizin es asakim b'yantiv. Right, so in that way, right, so again, if we go back, right, the Mishnah said you can't do this, and then Rav Huna had Evan and wood. We just attached Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel to the stone and the wood. Now we're going to throw him back onto the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says you can't sharpen a knife on Yatif. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela lechadita. Right? That was only, the Mishnah says, to sharpen it. Right? That's what she's about. Lahavi Yisham Nunisa Mutter. But to remove fat is permissible. Michlal, infer from there, de'al gabe chaverta, that when it comes to the two knives together, right, rubbing one against the other, sharpening one on the other, afilu l'chadat anami mutter, that you would be allowed to sharpen it in that manner. Ve'ikadamasni la'aseifa, and some, right, we have no idea, apparently, what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was actually saying, or what he was reacting to. Some people think he was commenting on the Seifa of the Mishnah. What's the Seifa of the Mishnah? Aval Masial Gabe Chaverta. Right? You can, right, sharpen one or let's say rub now, because that way we can, you can include either cleaning or sharpening. You can rub one against the other. I know it's not really rubbing, but work with me. And then Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo shanu el lahavir shamnunisa. It is only permitted to use the two knives, right, one against the other, in order to remove the fat. Aval lechadita aser, but to sharpen it, it is an aser. Michlal, from there we infer, divimash chazes afilu lahavir shamnunisa aser, that when we're talking about any type of sharpening object, right, even to remove fat, it is totally prohibited. That is the most strict, if we're including wood in that category. Okay. Right, so those are the four options for how we understand Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now, Gemara wants to know, Man Tana de b'mashchezes aser. Right, who is the Tana? Right, because it is an anonymous Mishnah. Who is the Tana who says you can't do this on Yontif? Right, meaning, and here we come to the reason why. If you're allowed to cook and you can shecht an animal, maybe I should be allowed, right, to fix the knife, to shecht the animal, or to fix the knife, to butcher the animal. So Amar Rav Chizda says, Deloka Rabbi Yehuda. Right, well, I don't know who it is, but it ain't Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Ein bein yontiv l'shabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvad. Right, the Mishnah says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif with the exception of Ochel Nefesh. Right, and that is the food itself. You're allowed to cook on Yontif, you can't cook on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matir af nachshire Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says not only do we allow you to cook the food, we allow you to tend to those items which help you cook the food. That's the machshire Ochel Nefesh. Right, so Amar le Rabba le Rav Chizda. So Rabba says to Rav Chizda, Darshinan Mishmach, right, they teach in your name, Rav Chizda, halachic Rabbi Yehuda. That the halach is a deal like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to do these things. Right, so Amar le says to him, Yehei Rabba. Right, it should be Hashem's will. The chol kihani mili ma'al yasa tidrushunim mishmai, that all these wonderful sayings, like Rabbi Yehuda's Psak, they should teach in my name. Right? Fabulous. Why not? I agree. Amar of Nechemya b'ein Rav Yosef. So Nechemya, the son of Rav Yosef, says, Hava kamina kame de Rava. So he's standing in front of Rava v'hava kan. He's doing something, but we don't know what it is because the page just ended. What that is, right? What Rav Nechemya is doing in front of Rava, you're going to have to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. So please come back. Join me tomorrow.